D-R-E. 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
escape. Got me calling for your name. Feel you touching. You take me to a place only we know. Away from all the noise and the people. You take me to a place only we know. When I hear your voice, say the word and we'll go. You're starting when we both go.
Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They have regular gallery hours every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. That's the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination. For more information, 412-924-0634 or visit them online at irmafreeman.org. Hey there, it's the Mockster here on WRCT Pittsburgh, and for the next half hour, I'm going to showcase music of the band Gear Daddies. That's right, they were formed back in 1984 in Austin, Minnesota. Not Austin, Texas. Austin, Minnesota. They were around 1992, and in that short period of time, they managed to put out two full-length albums, a couple 7-inch singles, and a collection of studio outtakes, live recordings, some B-sides, etc., etc. So I am going to select songs from each and every one of these releases to showcase this band for you for the next half hour, starting with their 1987 debut. It was a 7-inch single on the Gark record label. The A-side was a little ditty called She's Happy.
Well, she's a housewife and her husband's with the night shift at the plant for 30 years. They got a nice little trailer in a nice little court and a poodle they love like a child they never had. They go to the VFW club on Friday night. She gets a sludge in bed and some fries from the kitchen. Tips the waitress 50 cents. Has her hair done the same way that she has for 30 years. Some say life's useless, it's born, it's dull. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Ailis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. She has a hobby. She paints ceramics and bowls twice a month. She goes dancing with her husband when they can, or to the wrestling matches at the local arena. Some say life's useless, it's fun, it's dull. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. Life's useless, it's fun, it's dull. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. And nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day.
Now I met you there and I met you
Sometimes I swear I need a drink. Sometimes I swear to God I just don't stop to think. Yeah, I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. I didn't go out planned to get this drunk. I guess my plan to get up and look for work is sunk. And I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. Tell me why it always ends the same. Still, sometimes I swear I need a drink. And sometimes I swear to God I just don't stop to think. Then I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. Been saving now for over a year. Let's pack the kids, get out of here. We'll leave behind our troubles for a week. Yeah, we'll borrow the poppin' from Phyllis and Steve. Just tell the boss I gotta leave. Be the best week of our lives, I can tell. Check out dream vacation in the dim. Yeah, you'll see the robot world and the water show. Go anywhere you wanna go. Circus World, Museum, and Baraboo. We'll play mini golf at the Jellystone. We'll find a city that has a home. And if the kids wanna buy a t-shirt, what the hell? Yes, I dream vacation in the dill. Then at night when the kids is all asleep, then off to the lounge for a night camp against me. And I know our lives ain't the stuff of dreams, but for one full week we can live like kings and queens. Best week of our lives, I can chill. Take our dream vacation in the dill.
We are almost midway through a half-hour block of the band Gear Daddies here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in and letting me play you some Gear Daddies here in this half hour. Now, that song was indeed talking about road tripping to Wisconsin Dells. Indeed it was. It's called Dream Vacation. I pulled that off of the 1992 compilation called Can't Have Nothing Nice from Gear Daddies. 1992 actually was the year that the Gear Daddies disbanded as well. Before the Dream Vacation, I went back to their 1988 full-length debut. Now, that came out on Gark Records, much like the single that they first put out. The first full-length was called Let's Go Scare Al, and I played for you Drank So Much, Just Feel Stupid. And then in 1989, actually, that same album was re-released because they got picked up by Polydor Records, and they just reissued that little indie record. And then in 1990, their second album with Polydor, actually technically their first album they recorded for Polydor, but their second full-length album, Billy's Live Bait, was released. And from that, you heard Time Heals. Now that's a song that was actually written by their drummer, Billy Dankert, and he takes the lead vocals on that. And start off the entire set with She's Happy, which I mentioned came out in 1987 as a 7-inch, and you can also find it on that debut album, Let's Go Scare Al. Now, that Can't Have Nothing Nice was great because it put together a lot of rarities, but I mentioned they put out two 7-inch singles. Their second 7-inch single came out on the Crackpot record label back in 1991, featuring three cover songs: Bette Midler's The Rose, Marty Robbins' White Sport Coats, and then the title track, the A-side, on purple vinyl, Prince.
Well, I guess I should have known by the way you parked your car sideways it wouldn't last. Show the kind of person who believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. Well, I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them here. But it was Saturday now, I guess that makes it alright. She said, what have I got to lose? And honey, I said, little red Corvette, baby, you're much too fast. Little red Corvette, you need a love that's gonna last. I guess I should have closed my eyes to the place where your horses run free. Cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockey that was there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry, wondering if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You said, baby, you got
Daddy always said everything I touched it turned to shit. So I'm sitting downtown crying near the statue of Jesus. Days hard for stealing cigarettes. So how's a man supposed to tell his children that? I swear to God I tried, but I just don't think I fit. Daddy always said everything I touched it turned to shit. So I'm sitting downtown crying neath the statue of Jesus. Downtown crying neath the statue of Jesus. Sitting downtown crying neath the statue of Jesus.
From their Let's Go Scare Al album, that is Gear Daddies with Statue of Jesus here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before Statue of Jesus, that was Gear Daddies doing their cover of the B.W. Stevenson 1973 hit, My Maria. Now that song originally could be found on a promotional EP that was released basically as a B-side to the single Color of Her Eyes from Billy's Live Bates, but eventually it did find its way onto that 1992 compilation, Can't Have Nothing Nice. Hey, speaking of Billy's Live Bates, Stupid Boy came from that, which was the song before My Maria, and I started off, speaking of covers, how about that? I started off the entire set with a band from Minnesota doing a cover of an artist from Minnesota, and that was Gear Daddies and the Prince cover, Little Red Corvette. I got one more song to wrap up this entire half hour of Gear Daddies. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's probably their biggest song, and it was actually a hidden track on the Billy's Live Bait album. You can find it in, I think, the second Mighty Ducks album from 1994 featured it. It's Zamboni.
Well, I went down to the local arena, asked to see the manager man. He came from his office, said, son, can I help you? Looked at him and said, yes, you can. Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Welcome to our little experiment in freeform radio.
Dr. Oscar Adoli, bringing you the best mix of music.